Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving deep, really deep, into the amazing world of large language models, LLMs. Think ChatGPT, but so much more.
LLMs sounds complicated. Are we talking coding here? Because I burn toast, not code.
Not just coding. Think of LLMs as super smart assistants. They write, research, analyze, even create art. This video we're discussing breaks down how they work, from basic chat to mind-blowing features.
Okay, color me intrigued. So like ChatGPT, you type in a question and it spits out an answer?
Exactly, but it's not magic. It's all about tokens, little chunks of text or audio or images that the model processes, like building with Legos, but for language. The video even shows how to visualize these tokens.
Whoa, so it remembers the whole conversation, like a digital elephant?
Kind of. It's called a context window, like the model's working memory. But too many tokens can slow things down, so starting a new chat is like hitting refresh.
Got it. But where does all this knowledge come from?
The internet. LLMs are trained on massive amounts of data. The video uses a great analogy. Imagine compressing the entire internet into a zip file. That's basically the LLM's brain. But, like a zip file, some details get lost, and the knowledge can be a little fuzzy.
Fuzzy knowledge? Uh-oh, so they can make stuff up?
They can. It's called hallucination. That's why the video emphasizes using reliable sources and checking the facts, especially for medical advice. Don't diagnose yourself with ChatGPT, please.
Good point. So what about these thinking models? Do they meditate?
Ha, not quite. Thinking models use reinforcement learning, basically training the model to think strategically, like solving a puzzle, trying different approaches until it finds the right answer. Super useful for complex tasks, like coding.
And what about tool use? Can it use a hammer?
A digital hammer. Tool use means integrating other functions, like internet search. Need to know the latest news? The LLM can do a web search for you, right there in the chat.
No way. So I could ask it to find me the best pizza place near me?
Exactly. Or the release date of a new movie. Anything that needs up-to-the-minute information.
Okay, this is getting seriously cool. Anything else?
So much more. Deep research combines internet search and thinking. It's like having a research assistant at your fingertips. The video shows how to use it to analyze health supplements, compare browsers, even get a summary of a scientific paper.
Whoa, that's amazing. But what if I need visuals? Can it handle images?
Absolutely. You can upload images, ask questions about them. The video uses the example of analyzing a nutrition label. Super practical. And of course, LLMs can generate images too. Think DALL-E, creating stunning visuals from text prompts.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. But can we talk? Like actually talk to these things?
You bet. Advanced voice mode is like having a conversation. You speak, the LLM speaks back. It even does different voices. Yoda, a pirate, you name it. It's still a bit experimental, but the potential is huge.
Experimental? Any downsides to all this awesomeness?
Well, it's not perfect. Hallucinations can happen, especially with less common information. And different LLMs have different strengths and weaknesses. The video really highlights the importance of experimenting, finding the right tool for the job.
Good advice. So any final thoughts?
The LLM landscape is constantly evolving. New features, new models, it's all changing so fast. The key is to stay informed, keep experimenting, and embrace the potential. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Goodbye.